freezing out here.
Yoo-hoo! I know you're awake. What do you mean, who is this? You know exactly who's talking to you. What? Yes, you do. Oh my god, I'm coming in. You better be dressed. Now, do you know who it is? God. BS, I do not believe you. Okay, sure, we're not close enough, but you know how I sound like? Do you not? Whatever. What am I doing? I'm joining you in your tent. Can I not? I mean, you're awake. Clearly doing nothing, so why don't I just keep you company? You're saying no to me? No to my company? I am so much fun. Look, I brought board games. No one else wants to play with me. Everyone else is awake. They're so lame. It's not even 12 yet. And you're the only one awake. I heard sounds coming from your tent, so I knew you'd be up. And I want someone to keep me company because I cannot fall asleep. I'm sharing a tent with Brittany and Cole. Do you hear how loud he snores? Not even my earplugs can block the sound. It's bad. Really bad. I need someone to save me, please. Okay, cool. Besides, you weren't gonna sleep anytime soon, were you? You seem wide awake to me. Okay, good. So, we spend some time together, get to know each other a little, since, I don't know, I think there's a lot that I want to know about you. And we also play these games. You're right. These do need more than two players. What was I thinking? Two people playing cards against humanity? I don't think it works. But it would have been a good excuse for me to hear you laugh. Yeah, I don't see you laugh a lot. Sometimes you seem like you're in your own little bubble. While it is a little endearing, sometimes, it's also a little mysterious. It leaves me, I don't know, wanting to know more about you. But anyways, besides all of that, let's play something else. Maybe Scratch board games. Let's do, I don't know, Truth or Dare? Wait, no. Let's not do dares because we might wake everyone up and a snake might crawl up our leg or something. What? It's a possibility. I'm sure there's all kinds of animals and insects out there. I mean, can't you hear the crickets? They're so loud. This whole environment is just not for me. Camping is not my thing. I'm meant to be in bed with a wine in my hand, some nice sheets over my body, watching Gilmore Girls. But instead, I'm here dealing with whatever that is making sound outside. But I'm with you, so I guess it's not that bad. Alright, let's do Never Have I Ever then. You know how to play that, right? Yeah, this will be a good way for us to know more about each other. So, you want to do 5 fingers or 10? Yeah, we can do 5. We might get bored if we do 10. Alright, I'll go first then. Since I know you're too shy to do so. But we have to keep it down. Alright. Let's see. Never have I ever gone skinny dipping. You have? What? You've gone skinny dipping. Really? When was this? Who? With who? How was it? No, I've never done it yet. I mean, it's definitely something I want to do eventually, but I don't know. Guess I haven't found the right people to do it with. Or the right person. But tell me about yours. What? No way. High school girlfriend. Okay, I see. So you had a little eventful past of your own? I was not expecting that. But okay. Clearly, I'm winning so far. Alright, you go. Really? Of course I've kissed someone. What kind of question is that? Never have I ever kissed someone? Do you really think I haven't? I'm a little offended by that. You're just trying to get me to lose, huh? It's not gonna work. I'll make you lose first. Alright, fine. But, you know, you're supposed to list something that you haven't done. Does that mean that you haven't kissed anyone? Okay, so then that doesn't count. No, that's cheating. No, I'm keeping my finger up. No, go again, I'm not doing this. God, you're something else, aren't you? You're not slick. In public. Yeah, I have. You got me there. How public are we talking, though? Okay, yeah, I've done that. Well, don't act like you're surprised. What, you're not the only one with an eventful past. I've done a few things as well. There's a lot that you don't know about me, but I'm willing to tell you. Only if you want to listen, of course. No. I'll leave the story for another time. Alright, my turn. Never have I ever cheated on someone. Okay, good. I didn't really expect that anyways. Alright, you go. No, I've never talked to multiple people. I like talking to one person at a time. You'd be surprised, but I'm not one to play games. We're getting nowhere. Whatever. We're tied so far. I'll go now. Never have I ever skipped detention. No, I have not. Is that shocking to you? I'm a good girl. I mean, obviously not so good since I did end up in detention, but somewhat good. I attended all of them. You put a finger down, though. What? You've skipped detention? Oh my god, who are you? You're cooler than I thought. How did it take us so long to talk? Right, I forgot you're shy and you like being on your own. You so are. Anyways, I'm winning. Yeah, you want to make me lose? Okay, try it. F- flirted with a teacher? Oh, I'm gonna have to put a finger down. Yep, I've done it. But the teacher wasn't married. Do you really want to know? It was my gym teacher, Mr. Coulson. He was young and cute and, I don't know, he gave me the eyes. I suppose, yes, it's not so appropriate now, is it? But, you know, I did have a crush on him. But obviously, never thought of pursuing anything with him. Duh. But I think we all had some kind of crush when we were younger, right? I doubt he wanted me that way. He was just nice. And you know, when I'm younger, I confuse that for something else. But he was nice to everyone. Anyways, you've made me put a finger down. Alright, my turn to get you to put a finger down. Never have I ever cried over a breakup. Oh, you have? Must have been a bad breakup. Well, how long ago was it? Oh. That's not too far away. I'm sorry. Do I know the person? The name does sound really familiar, but I don't think I know them that well. Was it you that broke up with her, or? Oh, okay. You guys just drifted apart. I see. Are you over it now, or? Okay, good. Yeah, good, because, you know, how else are you meant to get to know someone else if you still have feelings for your ex? Someone like, I don't know, a girl? Who's sitting in your tent right now, huh? Right, yes, your turn. Yep, your turn. So far, I'm winning, though. Kissed multiple people in the same night? No, I've never done that. Ah, you thought you had me there, huh? What do you see me as, some kind of playgirl? Sure, I get action here and there, but not that much action. That's gross. Kissing more than three people in one night? Yuck. I could never. Alright, my turn again. Never have I ever been caught doing, you know what? Don't make me say it, you know exactly what I mean. You dark horse. Oh my god. I need to know the story. Was it one time or more than one time? You'll tell me another time? Why? I want to know now. Okay, fine. I guess I'll wait. It's a conversation for another time. But I'm not going to forget it. I will be bringing it up again. Oh my god, you only have one finger left. I'm winning. That's honestly really surprising. How am I winning? I thought you'd win. Yeah, you're just surprising me more and more. Alright, your turn. No, I've never dated a friend's ex. Why do you look so surprised? It's like you expect me to do all these things. It's written all over your face. Yeah, you thought you had me there? Nope, I am still winning. And look at that, it's my turn again. And I am gonna make you lose. I am so gonna make you lose. Let's see. Should I say this? Okay, I'm gonna say it. Never have I ever had a not so innocent dream. You know what I mean? Like a spicy dream. I'm not gonna explain, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I haven't, so I don't get to put a finger down. You lost. I don't know, I just had a feeling. Turns out I'm right. Do you get a lot of those? Those dreams, I mean. Only one time, huh? You're not gonna tell me about it, are you? I feel like you're gonna shy away from that. Fair enough, but you do have to tell me the other story. You promised. Thank you for playing with me. That really helped. It helped get my mind off the fact that we're camping. I wasn't joking when I said this isn't my kind of thing. I don't do a lot of outdoorsy stuff. Yeah, camping, hiking, all of that. I'm not great with it. I was a little anxious, you know, hearing all those sounds outside, and everyone else asleep around me didn't help either, so. I don't know. It's nice that you're keeping me company. The truth is, I've been trying to find a way to spend some alone time with you, and it's been impossible lately. Yeah, I feel like every time I try to approach you, something comes up, and or someone approaches me, or someone approaches you, and you're talking to someone else, and then I never get the chance to go up to you. So I thought tonight would be perfect, and it was. You're cute. I like you. I want to get to know you more. I don't want you to think that I'm playing games, because I'm not. I'm serious. I think you're cute, and I don't know. I'd love it if you would go out with me. We can get sushi or pho. Doesn't that sound so good? On me. Whatever you say. So, is that a yes? You'll think about it. Come on, it's not gonna take much thinking. I think you already know what you want. I'm not gonna ask again. I only offer once. It would be a shame if you said no, though. Alright, cool. Then I guess as soon as this trip is over, we'll go out officially. But let's keep this between us. Everyone else has been teasing me about having a crush on you. Yes, of course they know. They're my friends. I'm always asking about you, and eventually they caught on. They knew that I was interested. Why are you surprised? I don't really have a type, but when I set my eyes on someone, I do whatever I can to get them. And I like you. Seems there's a lot that I'm gonna get to know as well. I like that. It's exciting. Alright. Well, I'm gonna get back to my tent and, my earplugs. Hopefully I can get some sleep. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Okay. Good night.